F. Struggling Against the Classics of Western Civilization. In 1988, radical students and teachers at Stanford University protested against the university's course called Western Civilization. They chanted, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has got to go." Stanford conceded to the protesters' demands and replaced Western civilization with a course called Cultures, Ideas, Values, CIV, with obvious multicultural characteristics. While the new class did not remove some of the Western cultural classics such as Homer, Plato, St. Augustine, Dante Alighieri, or Shakespeare, it did require that each semester, the course must include works from several women, minority groups, and other groups of people deemed to have been subject to oppression. Then U.S. Secretary of Education William Bennett condemned the change as curriculum by intimidation. Despite this, many prominent universities did the same, and lesser colleges followed suit so as not to be left behind. In a few years, liberal arts education in American universities experienced a great transformation. In his book A Liberal Education, conservative thinker Dinesh D'Souza used the book I, Rigoberta Menchú, an Indian woman in Guatemala, to explain the ideological direction of Stanford University's new CIV course. This book delves into the life experiences of a young American Indian woman, Menchú Rigoberta, from Guatemala. After the senseless murder of her parents in a massacre, she determined to set on the path of revolt, in the course of which she became increasingly radicalized. Rigoberta came to identify with the American Indian movement in South America to fight for their right of self-determination while opposing the Europeanized Latino culture. She first became a feminist, then a socialist, and in the end became a Marxist. Near the end of her book, she started to participate in the assembly of the Popular Front in Paris to discuss topics such as bourgeois teenagers and Molotov cocktails. One chapter of the book is titled Rigoberta Renounces Marriage and Motherhood. The politically correct drive to expel the classics from American universities has led to various deleterious results, some of which we describe below. First, writing of low quality with shallow content that contains revolutionary narratives or can pass as victims literature displaces classic works and their everlasting profundity. Second, making comparisons between these types of literature and the classics seemingly gives them a place among the classics and greatly increases their influence on students' minds. Placing the classics on the same level as these average works trivializes and relativizes the classics. Third, the guiding themes behind the classics are now interpreted using critical theory, cultural studies, identity politics, and political correctness. Scholars enthusiastically research the hidden racism and sexism in Shakespeare's plays, the homosexual trends among the characters, and so on, distorting and insulting classic works. Fourth, students inculcated with this kind of mental attitude find the noble characters, great accomplishments, and moral lessons depicted in the classics hard to believe, and instead develop the instinct of seeing them in a negative and cynical light. In traditional literary education, the main themes conveyed in the classics are mostly about universal love, justice, loyalty, courage, the spirit of self-sacrifice, and other moral values. Historical education revolves around major events concerning the establishment and development of the nation and its fundamental values. Because the classics of Western literature are nearly all written by white European men, leftists take up the banners of multiculturalism and feminism to insist that people read literature by women, people of color, and so on. As for the teaching of history, modern education favors describing a country's historical path as entirely dark, filled with slavery and exploitation of women and other minority groups. The object is no longer to recall the traditional legacy, but to instill a feeling of guilt toward women and minorities. People have only a limited amount of time that they can reasonably use for reading. When education is purposely designed to emphasize politically correct works, the time people can spend on reading the classics is reduced. The result is that generations of students are detached from the origins of their culture, especially the value system that originates from religious faith and is passed down through culture. The culture of each and every race originates from the divine. It can be diverse, but must not be mixed. The mixing of a culture means the destruction of the links between the race to which the culture belongs and the divinities that created it.